Could you describe your music in one sentence?
Funky party.
I'd say it's a fucking good time with some trippy shit.
Where do you get your inspiration from?
Everything. So music and life and friendship and hard times and partying and stuff, everything. But a lot of the time we look up to artists and bands or people that like to fuck shit up and do things in their own right and make things weird. I think we take a lot of inspiration from people trying to make things weird and fun.
Yeah, we just do what feels fun and right at the time as well. We've got all pretty, like, some mixed backgrounds in terms of our influences musically. And then, yeah, it's all a bit of a melting pot and us having a good time making it.
Do you have an all-time favorite party trick?
One that comes to mind is Venga Boys. The Venga Bus is coming. New York to San Francisco and on the city disco.
What's that song? A La 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 Long by Sweat by Inner Circle.
Yeah.
A La 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 Long. A La 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 Long. Long Li Long Long. Which has some pretty questionable lyrics, really.
Yeah. Pretty creepy. Pretty
intense, but it's a lot of fun to dance to.
Good melody.
Okay, which track do you enjoy most performing live and why?
For me, it's definitely at the moment, we have a song called Corruption, and I love playing it live. It's like slow. And I just feel like every single time we play it, I just get to bask in the glory of how much I love playing with the three other dudes. Like, everyone shreds in it in the coolest way. But, like, it's kind of slow and different to other our songs, so I, like, can take a moment to, like, take in what's going on.
Yeah.
And so, without a doubt, that's my favourite. But I don't know.
For myself, I've recently started touring with this little sample pad. Like, I get to play around with it in Party Machine. Because it's like a little breakdown and I get to do like a little techno sample section, and it's the first time I've tried anything like that. So yeah, that's pretty sweet doing that live at the moment.
I think probably we do a song called Mushroom Tea sometimes, which is about sipping on mushroom tea and having a bad trip. And that's really fun. It's kind of like silly, but dancey and also kind of heavy at the same time. So I like playing that one.
What was the most rad thing you experienced as the Benny on tour?
All of it's fucking awesome. But like for me, like I reckon the funniest or the best thing I can say is that we smoked a spliff on the Great Wall of China. Yeah. Bruh, bruh, bruh. So
yeah, just traveling with the band. Like, yeah, essentially we're going to all these new places and partying and meeting cool people and all opportunities presented through the band. So, and we do so much stupid fun shit. It is hard to pinpoint one thing. The joint on the wall was sick. We went to Japan a couple of times and yeah, we just had like so much good food and saw Japanese culture. It was pretty cool. And smoking German weed, smoking Chinese weed, smoking Japanese weed, smoking American weed, smoking New Zealand weed. Great. All great.
Before going on stage, do you have a message to your fans?
Yep.
Yeah,
the message is smoke weed every day, party really fucking hard, and have the best time ever and be a rad cunt.